What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, the things that people claim to care most about, like the winning moments and all that kind of stuff. Great again last night for Trey. 17 in the fourth, 34 overall. Just awesome. Awesome stuff. And they needed every single one of them because they beat Detroit 132 to 130 on the road. And there you go. Snap the 8-game losing
More
streak.
More important.
Maybe a little good feeling coming home. Hell they got yeah. San Antonio, Wemby, maybe De'Aaron Fox, who knows, on Wednesday. And make it 2.
Yeah, 8-game, losing 8 games, and all the stuff that's happened in the middle of those 8
right,
games.
Right, because it's not just that.
Just not that.
Jalen Johnson done for the year.
Yeah, man.
Trey misses the All-Star team.
And so now you got
Bogey and Capella not playing because they're probably going to trade them.
Yeah, you got some good juju or gree-gree or whatever as you come back home to take on that monster from France. But, he's an outstanding player, Trey. I mean, and like you said, all those measurables and stats and everything like that, you know how I am about him, so he's great. I don't need to know all that, but for some reason people got to hold that against. Try to hold something. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to speculate what it is. They don't like his beard.
We did that last week. Yeah, I don't think it's anything personal.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think the team's not very good. They haven't been for a number of years, and I don't think people really like other coaches in the league. They don't really think that much about the Hawks.
Yeah, so here we are.
I think it's more of a referendum on the team's success over the last handful of years than it is on his.
But he's a great player, and last night he put the team on his shoulders, especially in that fourth quarter. Obviously we just heard the shot, but he was money all night, making the right shot, right decision with the pass. I thought the passing was really good last night. Mm-hmm. A lot of backdoor cuts and things like that. Dyson Daniels played really good.
Yeah.
Reese Shea, obviously DeAndre Hunter, who's in the starting lineup, was really good early, aggressive early.
Akongwu got a win.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the first win in the Akongwu in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I had a nice block last night. I thought Cade was going to yam on
that. There was a couple of them. Like, Akongwu got that nice block on Cade right after Daniels threw that thing disrespectfully off the glass.
Yeah, I thought he was about to get Akongwu.
He threw that thing off the glass like a JV, varsity scrimmage. Like, he was being so rude, he didn't have to do all that.
Yeah, man.
And then Akongwu got the block, on the next play. It was great.
And he got it before it went up.
Yeah.
He got it before he tried to go up and yam on his ass. But, finally got a win with him in the lineup. And we talked about it in the first segment. Reese Shea is being more aggressive offensively. I think he averaged, 20 points in this little road trip they were on, which is right on time.
Dude, he's doing that.
It was right on time.
He's going to win the Rookie of the Year if he does
which
that.
Is right on time.
Honestly, if he averages 20 points a game the rest of the year, he'll win the Rookie of the Year.
I would hope so.
He will.
Like, you're thinking about who else is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully he can keep this going. And more than anything, even if the points are, just stay aggressive. You know what I mean? Don't go back to being passive and everything, as we don't know what's going to come in as far as the trade deadline. But I don't think whatever they bring in should affect how he continues to play.
I would hope not.
I would hope not.
I would hope not. Especially, you know, if it does end up being like an expiring contract of somebody who – like a Brandon Ingram, yes, or someone like that.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously he's a nice player and better than probably everyone else that you have on your roster right now other than Trey. But if he's not a part of the future, don't let him stand in the way of the guy who is. I don't even know. I probably wouldn't be a buyout candidate. I wouldn't think that they would do that. He probably wouldn't want the body for the remainder of the year. But maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to buy his ass out so he can go pick a contender? No.
I don't know.
I'll keep him around.
I mean, because you're not trading him for him. You're trading him to get picks.
Yeah, but maybe you might like the maybe you might like it over here.
He might.
Yeah.
But then what? Are you going to sign him? You can't afford that.
You can afford it.
Maybe.
Technically, you can.
Wow.
But then,
technically, I mean, you can afford anything.
Yeah, but then there's other things.
They're still shedding salary.
Yeah, there's still other
to
things.
To get under the luxury tax.
Yeah, there's still other things. Yeah, I mean,
like, that's a part of why you're going to trade Capella
and get rid of had to get rid of Kevin Herter because that damn pesky old luxury tax.
Yeah, man, you can't go in the tax. And again, I don't blame him. I'm not going in the tax to be 4 games under 500 at the All-Star break. But make me spend my money. But then people would say, well, if you spend, then you'll get there. There's no guarantee of that.
No, there is not.
There's no guarantee of that.
No, there is
draft not. Well enough to where I have to do it. Again, I don't know. What, spend it. Don't own an NBA team if you don't want to spend all the money. I don't know. I'm not going to argue on behalf of the billionaire. If it's too much for you, then sell them. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're better off.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You probably make a nice little chunk. And then, you know, maybe the next guy will do it.
Everybody wants a franchise now, Buck.
Everybody
wants to get into the sports franchise owning.
Yep.
I'm sure that if the Hawks were on sale,
it would
not last long.
It wouldn't last long. All right. So, Kirk Cousins doing interviews. I don't know if he's going to be a part of some media stuff for the Super Bowl.
Probably.
I know he's kind of dipping his toe into that.
Probably.
As his career is near its end. I don't know how close it is to its end, but near its end. He was on Good Morning Football this morning, the morning show on NFL Network. Talked about all kinds of different stuff. Eventually, they got to asking him about, hey, like, what happened last year? What's your next step? And he was like, yeah, last year didn't go the way I wanted it to, obviously, blah, blah, blah. My main focus right now is to get healthy. And I was so mad because I thought they were just going to let that go.
Right.
Get healthy? What do you mean get healthy? I thought you were healthy. And then the host, to her credit, goes, wait a minute. Like, what do you mean? Like, healthy? Your Achilles? And Kirk said, my Achilles was okay. At times during the first part of the year, it was about my ankle around my Achilles. And then he said this.
We were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. Mm. And from there, kind of dealing with that, you know, was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it.
I'll be damn.
Okay.
I'll be damn. So we knew something was wrong with you.
Well, now we know.
And we knew that eventually you were going to say it.
We knew he would tell us
you
eventually.
And that's something me and you, I was like, well, when did he get hurt?
Yeah.
And then I think they said he was on after the Saints. I said, so did he get hit in a Saints game or something like that? That's messing up. And now you know. And I'm not surprised by the answer of what was wrong with it. It's just the fact is that, did y'all know?
Yeah.
The NFL team.
Who knew? Because he was on the injury report one day
because
during the practice week that next week.
And if he was injured or whatever, he wasn't on any injury report since then, was he?
Just one day that next week.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, after that, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did they not know? You had to know because you're looking dead.
You're watching him.
You're watching.
You got. You're asking.
You got to know
because you're not just being like, "Oh shucks, Kirk."
Yeah, you got
those interceptions. Sure,
and if they did, and if he didn't,
inconvenient.
And if he just fought through it and didn't say anything, then that's some dog blame.
It is, but it's also something that you speculated on during the season of like, yeah, maybe he's just faking it because he knows if Penix gets in there, he's going to take his job.
If that's the case, that's some dog blame.
It is because it cost the team a playoff.
Yes, that's some dog crap.
Yeah.
If he did that, that's some dog.
Which
crap.
It sounds like. At least it's possible that he did.
That's some dog crap.
Here's the flip side of it. If they knew about it and kept playing him, watching him play like that, because here's the deal. That Saints game was November 10th, right? Could have won it, didn't win it, whatever. They lost by 3 points.
That's when it fell out.
Yeah, the second half of that game is when they couldn't do anything offensively. The next week was the Broncos, and they got smoked by 32.
Right.
Absolutely nothing happened offensively. The next week was a bye,
mm-hmm.
which would have been a perfect time if you had a quarterback with an injured shoulder.
If you know it's injured.
If you know it's injured, to be like, hey, man, like, let's because the week after that was the four-interception game against the Chargers.
Yes.
So
man, as bad as you played, you were still in the game.
Yeah.
As bad as he played, they were still in the game.
If you had a quarterback in there that maybe just didn't throw four interceptions, maybe you do win that game.
But if this stinks.
Yeah, they got an answer for this.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
he just did what he always does,
always.
And they knew he was going to do it. Eventually, he was going to tell the truth. So now it's like, well, what did you guys know?
Yeah, this stinks.
It does.
It stinks because if you cost this team and these players an opportunity – because you didn't want to come out because you were worried about this cut or I can fight. I've been an athlete, dog. I've fought through stuff before, 100%. So I'm not saying that athletes don't do it. We fight through it. But if you're hindering it,
yeah,
then
– he wasn't fighting through it.
That's selfish.
He threw 8 interceptions in the next three games and zero touchdowns.
And I'm going to completely keep saying if. Now, we know he's hurt because he said it.
Right.
Now, here's
the flip side of it. Yeah. Here's the flip side of it of also maybe why someone would do this. And this is maybe giving Kirk the benefit of a doubt that he hasn't earned because he does just tell the truth publicly. Maybe he's playing a little PR game.
Oh, he has to.
And he's like, hey, I was hurt. I'm actually still really good. When I was healthy, I was 6-3. And then my shoulder got hurt just to tell all the other teams in the NFL, hey, I'm still worth taking a chance
on. But you remember what he said.
Good.
But you remember what he said? He said, I haven't forgotten how to play quarterback.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, he was still he's working on all that. But for him to come out like and just say that right
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then and there, you're absolutely.
I can't believe he said that. Like, I honestly can't believe he went on TV. I know, because he's him.
Because it's him.
But, like, you gotta, like.
That's crap.
That's crap. That's full on, I'm not going to be a Falcon anymore.
That's crap.
And I know it.
Yes.
And I'm trying to politic for the rest of the league.
That's crap.
And now Raheem and Terry and somebody, I mean, we're going to ask him about it.
Yeah.
Kirk said his shoulder was hurt against the Saints.
Yeah.
On November 10th.
That's crap. And again, fought through stuff, Andy, that I probably shouldn't have played. You know what I mean? In a game. Sharks wouldn't played anyway. But I wasn't the damn quarterback.
Right. And maybe you played good.
And I did, actually.
He didn't.
Yeah. But
that's the thing.
No, this is.
He didn't. He played awful.
That's some bull crap.
Really,
man.
Bad.
That's some bull crap.
Really, really, really bad.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.